year have come to an end.
WC2 campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
We got back of pride. We ain't gonna drop three in a row.
You already dropped three in a row.
Not no more.
Not again, you mean?
See, here's the thing, Earl. If you play in a division of four, it's a different game.
Well, they played the Detroit Lions a division of four and got their heads handed to them.
But this is another one, the one we should beat.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is Civic Media. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
We got back of pride. We ain't gonna drop three in a row.
You already dropped three in a row.
Not no more.
Not again, you mean.
See, here's the thing, Earl. If you play in a division of four, it's a different game.
Well, they played the Detroit Lions a division of four and got their heads handed to them.
But this is another one, the one we should beat.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Boldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Work or skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Israel today, meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. America's top diplomat is trying to push Israel to slow the pace of its attacks on the Gaza Strip for the sake of civilians and to help them. The attacks and overall war on the ground have increased significantly. CBS's Charlie Dagda is in northern Israel.
With the war in Gaza raging, it is Israeli forces tightening their grip on Gaza City less than 50 miles away. The Secretary of State returned to Tel Aviv in part to persuade leaders here to allow for a humanitarian pause.
We need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians. We've been clear that as Israel conducts its campaign to defeat Hamas, how it does so matters.
President Biden makes remarks in Lewiston, Maine, where a gunman opened fire in a mass shooting 9 days ago. More from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president and first lady visited the community to pay their respects.
18 precious souls stolen, 13 wounded, children, grandchildren, spouses.
He said as they mourn in Maine.
This tragedy opens a painful wounds all across the country.
And he reminded them.
Make sure you know that you're not alone.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
A temporary reprieve for former President Donald Trump, CBS's Scott McFarlane explains.
Judge Tanya Chutkan here in Washington is overseeing Trump's 2020 election conspiracy criminal case. In October, she issued a partial gag order, preventing Trump from saying or posting things that target the special counsel Jack Smith, Smith's family, court staff, or potential witnesses. At Trump's request, the appeals court has issued a stay, a pause in that order, till November 20th arguments.
Teachers in Portland, Oregon are 3 days into their strike, demanding, among other things, better pay and smaller classes. KOIN-TV's Lisa Balick reports.
PTS maintains it can't give teachers what they want without more money from the state. But state lawmakers say they already gave billions of dollars to Oregon schools this year.
We met what they asked for. We gave them $10.3 billion. They have more money than they've seen ever. It's a historic investment. And for them to come back and say it's our fault is disingenuous.
Teachers and school districts met with the state mediator today. Authorities say at least 128 people have died in a strong earthquake that has rocked northwestern Nepal. They say the death toll is expected to rise, noting that communications have been cut off with many places. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
It's the final home game of the season for Carroll University football this Saturday, November 4th. The Pioneers will also celebrate Senior Day as the Big Blue of Millikan University visits the Schneid. You can catch all of the action live with Don and Johnny, pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1. Carroll versus Millikan for the final home game this Saturday on The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Who really built their life or their way of life, which Ho-Chunks will call Woshka, around simplicity, you know, food, water, shelter, things that we kind of take for granted nowadays. But if we were ever forced to go back to that, There's probably a good chance we'd have a bit of a struggle. Yes, we could eat deer if you can get one, or catch fish if you can catch one, or make nets or make hooks. You know, we didn't have necessarily the obligation to learn survival skills. You know, that's what they would be for us today, but to them it was just simply living. So I don't know how long it would take us to learn today, but you know, back then that way of life wasn't something you learned in a weekday or, you know, years, or even a lifetime. It took many lifetimes. You know, we go back, you know, thousands and thousands of years, and you know, our oral tradition has us, you know, placed back into the red banks of the Green Bay, but you know, we don't really know when that was. You know, we can certainly, you know, use science to determine, you know, when, you know, the human existence took place into this area, but we can't really verify, you know, lean too heavily on archaeology or belief system. We just have to accept the fact that we don't know. And if we were meant to know, we would. But I can say that, you know, when we start going back to, you know, our history, and, you know, I hate to surprise everyone, but history doesn't start when a white guy sets foot on a piece of earth. You know, a lot of times we do that when we say, we're going to talk about history. Well, it's going to be George Washington or Ben Franklin or Christopher Columbus. And, you know, no, history starts, you know, way before that, you know, before we can even think of. And so, you know, we discipline ourselves to make sure that, you know, we don't think in that Western manner. This is how and who we are. So to give you a scale of that, you know, one of the exercises that, you know, we'll provide in making sure people understand the heritage of and where we are, we pull this 50-foot rope out and have the children kind of hold that as far out as they can. And that rope, in this context, only represents 14,000 years, you know, where we're dated back to, at least, you know, on the science end of things. But we introduce, you know, things like, you know, the projectile points and some of the stone tools all the way, you know, these are the historic areas where they, you know, prehistoric areas where they didn't have, you know, recording devices or written languages, those types of things. And people will actually get a chance to see the scale of this because, you know, every foot of that rope represents about approximately 280 years. Which means that, you know, if you went 2 feet, you've already passed the arrival of Columbus to the Americas, you know. And so you have to think back from those 48 feet. Oh, my God, there was a lot of time between then and now. We are not the first. We're not fresh off the boat here. We've been here for such a long time. And the reason why we have made it to this day is because of those elements of our heritage. So making sure that those things are passed down to our folks is probably our biggest mission, to make sure that there's a connection there. And there is. And that's the amazing thing about it is, you know, these things that you know, we credit our ancestors to, we have those things. We never lost them. We may not have to engage those, but there are certain things that, you know, we do in heritage preservation and cultural resources and language that really show that connection is there, and it's as strong as it's ever been before. So whenever we learn how to say our name and our language and use it, whenever we learn how to craft an item that has some utility and we see people using it, it's there. So, you know, I don't, you know, it doesn't take long for people to realize. I get really amped up on things like this, but you know, this connection that we have, you know, they can't take that away from us. That's who we are. We are these people that, you know, that they try to separate us from. So, you know, heritage preservation is really about making sure that we have a strong connection and a strong identity with who we are, because that really is what determines our success in the modern Western world. And it's what determined our success in the prehistoric times as well. So heritage preservation does include a lot. And, you know, I'm always discouraged because, you know, I don't know the things that people come to ask me, or, you know, the people I work with, they say the same thing. We don't know everything. We'd like to be able to help. But, you know, one of the things that they talk about, you know, in our way of life, and I hope I don't butcher this too much, but, you know, when they say that Ho-chang to Woshka ke ineki ya oncha ki kara chegi hi ain chak shinai, you know, we're not doing this alone. That's, you know, we don't have this all by ourselves. It's with our group, our family, our clan, that we can all do this. And, you know, this is knowledge that, you know, I think is really important, that no one person knows all of this, but we all know a little bit. And when we come together, that's how we come to know everything. You know, we can't do it all ourselves, but if everyone does a little.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with Israel's prime minister as the Gaza ground offensive advances.
It is very important that when it comes to the protection of civilians who are caught in a crossfire of Hamas's making, that everything be done to protect them.
But Benjamin Netanyahu rejects the U.S. call for a humanitarian pause. 9 days after mass shootings take 18 lives, President Biden and the First Lady visit Lewiston, Maine, meeting with first responders and victims' families.
Regardless of our politics, this is about protecting our freedom to go to a bowling alley, a restaurant, a school, a church, without being shot and killed.
In Portland, Oregon, public school teachers are striking over issues including pay and class sizes. Both sides got together today for the first time in 3 days to meet with a state mediator. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is dismissing suggestions that a conservative advertising blitz persuaded him to move articles of impeachment forward against Megan Wolf. The group bought $100,000 of TV and newspaper ads in Milwaukee calling for Voss's ouster. Voss tells the Cap Times the group doesn't understand how the process works. Wisconsin Democrats are in campaign mode a year early. They're launching a statewide organizing effort in 115 communities this weekend. President Biden might not have long coattails in Wisconsin. State party chair Ben Wickler says that won't matter.
Voters are casting ballots because of the issues, because of their yearning for freedom, because they want to have the power to make their own decisions about their own bodies, because they want to live in a democracy.
Wickler points to Democrats' recent wins for statewide office and Jenna Protasiewicz's Supreme Court victory. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 36. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 51 tomorrow. Lows around 31 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
We got back of pride. We ain't going to drop three in a row.
You already dropped three in a row.
Not no more.
Not again, you mean.
See, here's the thing, Earl. If you play in a division of four, it's a different game.
Well, they played the Detroit Lions a division of four and got their heads handed to them.
But this is another one, the one we should beat.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
2-3-3-3-SNAP or snapconstruction.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Overnight tonight, cloudy with a low of 28, then Saturday, sunshine with a high of 44. Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood bar and restaurant at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis. Come in for the famous Nightingale Burger or the Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings. View their menu or place a takeout order at nightingalempls.com.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Anachakji, Jige, Hini Kutagi, we know. To everyone out there, I greet you again. It's an amazing opportunity to share a little bit with you for all the listeners at Native Roots Radio and the hosts. My name is Mashuska, or as some people in my country always say, my taxpaying name is John Greendeer. Not long ago, I was asked to supplement the show with a little bit of Ho-Chunk history, a little culture, a little bit of knowledge about the government. I don't know why they asked me to do that. Sometimes it can be a difficult task because the nature of the subject of what you're speaking about can be precarious because a lot of these things derive from oral tradition. And as we know, families and people hear things a little bit different. So the nice thing about the Ho-Chunk community is we understand that. So we know that there's going to be variations in what we heard. And a lot of times in other cultures, difference divides people. It's interesting that, you know, difference actually brings us together because we all bring a little bit to the table to have a lot. And so that's part of the unique nature of the Ho-Chunk culture. So just recently, I returned from Michigan. I had a chance to visit the Indigenous Food Summit there. And it was the first time I did that. I haven't gone. As a matter of fact, this is something that happens annually. And I'm either busy or don't have enough money. And all my friends are going and all the cool people are over there. And they're trading seeds and they're learning how to cook foods. And so I miss it. And this time I did not. So I'm coming back a little bit high on the elation of culinary arts in Indigenous country, the use of Indigenous and Aboriginal food sources. So these folks are absolutely amazing. They are so brilliant. And it reminds me of our times about now, you know, past the equinox that, you know, our new year is upon us. And so for those who follow the traditional way of life, our spring feasts are beginning, which is probably less about the feast and more about the families and the clans coming together to bring a little bit so that they can share with the other clans and families out there. So right now, even today, we are celebrating a spring feast, and I'll get to attend and listen to some of their stories, hear their songs. So these are parts of our culture that we are very proud of. And they're not out there on the table and in front, and you don't see Facebook posts about them too much in social media. They're not in our newsletter. They're not in the local paper. This is just a way of life. That's really what it is. It isn't. I wouldn't write a story about me brushing my teeth. It's just something I do. And so this is something that a lot of Ho-Chunks do. And you know, I wish more had a chance to learn about it. But it's also a way of life that doesn't go out recruiting people or trying to convert people to a manner of living. It's just there, and it's there for everyone. Everyone has a place there. So I'm really excited about that. This is a busy time of year for our earth clans. So our deer, our buffalo, our elk, and you know, our leaders, our bears. So they're waking up right now, and you know, we're tending to the ground. We're, you know, after a winter is always a good time to see what our responsibility is to our environment, because things are starting to grow. Things are starting to remind us of how lush our natural world really is and what we have to do to protect it. And so these are our responsibilities to do as Earth Clan people. And this goes beyond, you know, not buying straws or walking to work or putting your aluminum cans in the recycling. This actually involves reminding us to create a lifestyle around really thinking about our natural surroundings, or as Jaji Rekumani says, you know, making sure that the rights of nature are ensured. And we have the sovereign authority to make sure that that's enforced. And I, you know, we've always had it. So I don't want anyone to think that we inherited it by some act of Congress or some treaty. We have always retained our sovereign authority. So that's one of the most important things to remember. We have always had organization as a community, as a social group, as a clan system. We had roles in our gender, in our ages. And so these are the things that helped us organize. And that's one of the things I was excited to talk about. I am a political science graduate, public administration and policy. So some of these things kind of intrigue me on one end, because it really is a unique juxtaposition to have a very culturally social organization of a people, and then to move them on to a different model of governance. Now, keep in mind that even the model of governance that we have isn't really European. This was not a creation of the matriarch of England or anything else. This was derived by some of the folks out, the indigenous people out in the East. So it's really important to remember that too, because often is the case, people say, well, this is our government, it's better. No, it's not. this organization as a governance was actually from a model of the Iroquois Confederacy. So let's not take credit where you don't have it. So we go back to the original groups. And you know, depending on what time period you jump in Ho-Chunk history, you're probably going to have a different profile because of primarily demographics. But the social organization, the language, still remained a part of the heritage and somewhat static and unchanged. So when we organized, and this is, you know, post the boarding school era, well, we kind of still have a boarding school mentality in some regard, but we were disenfranchised. We were chased out. We had warfare. We held our ground. And so, you know, we didn't have much of a social organization in terms of being able to provide our own sustenance, so that our agri fields or hunting lands, fishing, trapping, gathering, those things were now a bit frustrated by a series of land claims that were taking place. Now, remember, the state had just started in 1848, and later on, the counties, through their efforts, began to build their nest eggs through taxation. And a lot of the land that was transferred and promised from the federal government to Ho-Chunks in the form of allotments or homesteads were looked at upon counties as taxable moments. And therefore, a lot of these pieces of property or parcels, if they weren't sold or taken or negotiated out of, were subject to tax that eventually went into default and foreclosure. So, you know, over a period of time, much of the land that was originally granted prior to them setting that into a trust status was lost. And so, and the counties wear this. They have this. Their acquisition of land is you know, nefarious. A lot of times any agreements that took place were done with what were called trustees of certain villages, encampments, or families. And these trustees, it didn't take them long to figure out that they never even had to meet with their own clients to actually sign off for them and have that enforceable either by the, you know, developing state administrators or the U.S. Army. And so, you know, one of my Jaji said, you can't steal land. You can't pick it up and walk around and hide it somewhere. It's going to stay there. You know, so really what this is a paper war, a title, a deed, certification of ownership. So he hit the nail on the head, because he's right. The land actually isn't going anywhere, but the ownership or the documentation, the new documentation now, actually dictates who does have ownership over that property. And so that's kind of where the battles really took place. And as you can imagine, you know, even today, tribes have a difficult time having legal representation on a lot of cases because they don't have the resources to do that. You can imagine them, you know, about 100 years ago with this same problem, having no chance of having any type of representation on a lot of these early land claims. Now, I know I'm glossing over a lot of history, but, you know, ultimately the federal government, you know, realized that there was no way to sustain any tribes without having the designation of trust status. And so they began, you know, through acts of Congress designating properties. And eventually in 1934, when they passed the Indian Reorganization Act, you know, bequeathed some power upon the Secretary of Interior to take land into trust for the benefit of tribes to hold by the federal government. And so through this designation, all kinds of things have to happen. There was also from the land that the tribes did have or did receive from the government, they had to have some sort of governance to it. And there wasn't, you know, heirship to properties, you know, meant that sometimes down through the generations that that number could grow increasingly to hundreds just for a small 40-acre property. And in order for any type of easement or any type of negotiation to take place, you had to have over 50% of the heirs to agree. Now, this is a problem, especially if you're the federal government. And so the only way to actually see a benefit of this is to consolidate that land into one singular owner. So these preempt our own Indian Land Consolidation Act, or ILCA, which is basically an effort to take land that has a number of heirs to it and have them receive payment at maybe fair market value to give up their share and then give that over to their governing tribe. So this has happened and still continues to happen. There's pros and cons to it. Obviously, as you know, the years go on, your interest in that property is always going to diminish. And so the value of that is going to be small. In order for you to do anything, you're going to have to get 50% or more to dictate what happens on that land. So eventually, over time, it's probably, you know, more spam than anything. At least with this, you not only receive financial compensation for your property, but you also it also goes to your governing tribe as well. And so that was the hope of taking place. Unfortunately, the singular owner didn't exist. There were not a lot of official tribal governments. And so in 1934, when they passed the act, they knew that that act required the U.S. government to send out sentinels to help tribes build governing councils. So this is when a lot of the governments formed. So everyone, Hinachekji, Hinagigiwi, Wainump, Wiwahaje. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful day and get outside.
Yes, get outside, everyone. The sun is shining here in the Twin Cities. If you are just tuning in, we just heard from a couple segments from the best of from John Greendeer. And John was talking about the great Ho-Chunk Nation out in Wisconsin, where Robert is an enrolled member and I myself am a descendant. So we have to actually take a quick break here. But up next, we have a brand new Sacred Animals Fun Fact Friday segment from Humane Policy Advocate Wendy Pilot. Please stay with us. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Bonjour. Hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
Is your remote workforce putting your company at risk? Cyber criminals are targeting your employees with COVID-19 inspired emails and attacking businesses like yours. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. Rimark has the tools and expertise to enable your employees to work securely from home. If you need help getting your staff to work remotely and securely, call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com. That's 651-328-8900 or RimarkIT.com.
Stallion.com.
This is Angela Warner for Warner Stallion, and I don't know about you, but I am not the most patient person. Waiting for something once I've decided on it is really hard. So why wait for Black Friday to score up to 50% off appliances? Warner Stallion is guaranteeing Black Friday prices now, so you can finally replace that almost broken dishwasher with free installation on top brands. You can upgrade to that bigger fridge and faster stove and take 2 years to pay with your Warner Stallion card. Shop now at WarnerStallion.com.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Hey, just before the break, we were listening to John Greendeer of the Great Ho-Chunk Nation in Wisconsin, but it's Friday here, and we're winding down the show, so Humane Policy Advocate Wendy Pilot with the United States Humane Society has a brand new Fun Fact Friday Sacred Animal segment for us today, so please take it away, Wendy.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanajihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And as always, it is my pleasure to do that. Today is Friday, so happy Friday. Fun fact Friday today. And just the other day, I was talking about how the cold weather is here already, too fast for me. I feel like we should still be in fall. Not even all the leaves are off the trees yet, and we already had 2.7 inches of snow in MSP Airport, which is the official snow total for us. And it's just really just cold too fast for me. But anyway, every winter, Robert and I get a little visitor in our yard, a little possum. And I'm always shocked to see the possum, but also really happy. And I don't see the possum during the summer, but they do come around our yard in the winter. I think one lives under our deck and comes out and will eat like the seeds and things that I throw out in the backyard if I'm cooking in the kitchen and like chopping up some broccoli or vegetables. I always throw them out the scraps. So I always see them, the possums, I see raccoons, the squirrels, they'll come around, the rabbits, they'll come around and eat the scraps that I throw out in the backyard. Instead of a compost, that's what we have, right? But today I have some fun facts about possums, which I'm really happy to share. I love these little animals. And I did think about the possums because just the other day on my Facebook feed was a video. And what it was a wildlife camera that captured a possum that was like sitting up on a tall log. And it was helping a deer by picking ticks off his face. And it's just like a really cute little video. You could just go on. I think it's on YouTube and just type in possum eating deer ticks off of a deer. And it's a cute little video of this little possum. And the deer is like bending down and letting the possum pick the little ticks off the face, off his face. So because we know possums do eat a lot of ticks, so that's a good thing that they do. And in the winter, I think that they come around in our yard because I said before one lives under our deck and stays warm. But their fur does not provide much insulation from the cold. They typically spend the winter in dens that are dry, sheltered, and safe. And possums are vulnerable to frostbite on their hairless tails, ears, and toes. So they often, it's called hole up, during extremely cold spells, and their dens may be in hollow logs or trees. Last year, I built a little shelter for the animals that come in the backyard. We have a stand-up garden. It's like 4 feet tall, and I just plant pollinator plants in there, so we have lots of bees and butterflies and hummingbirds that come around. But in the winter, what I did last year was I covered it with a tarp, and then underneath I put a heated mat, I plugged it in so it was warm, and then I threw some like wood shaving over it. So I would look out there and I would see like the little possum's head sticking out. So I know that animals did use it as a shelter. I don't know if they stayed in there all the time, but it probably was warm and cozy in there when it gets to be, you know, 20 below zero and the wind's blowing out there. So here we're talking about possums, and I just have some fun facts about them. They have 50 teeth, more than any other mammal in North America, according to the Wildlife Illinois. They also have tails that are often compared to those of rats. And like rats, their tails are prehensile. And what that means is that they can be used to help them balance and climb. And also, their tails are capable of grasping objects. I didn't know that. And they also have superpowers. Possums aren't superheroes like Batman and Spider-Man, but they do have something of a superpower that's beneficial to their survival. They are immune to the venom inflicted by honeybees, scorpions, and rattlesnakes, among other venomous animals. They're also unaffected by toxins such as botulism, according to the National Wildlife Federation. In addition, possums rarely contract rabies, so you don't have to be worried about getting bit by them, and they do rarely bite. Because their normal body temperature, they don't get rabies because their normal body temperature is too low for the virus to survive, and they only rarely contract Lyme disease from tick bites. They are immune to the effects of toxins and venoms because of a neutralizing factor in their blood. This may be helpful to humans down the road because scientists are studying it for the use of creating anti-venom. So that's really cool. Also, you know how they say playing possum? That is really a true thing. Possums do this, but they don't do it voluntarily. So they don't think about like, oh my gosh, I'm really scared, and now what I'm going to do is I'm going to faint. It's a physiological thing that happens to them, like when a human faints. So a human faints, they have no control over it, right? The human just faints. So the same thing happens to a possum. He gets really, really scared and then just faints. So that's really cute. And that's according to the San Diego Zoo. They reported that. They are America's only marsupial. When you think of marsupials, some of the well-known inhabitants of Australia is a marsupial. So a marsupial is a mammal who has a pouch, and that their animals, their young, stay in the pouch. And possums are in North America are the only marsupial. Baby possums are like preemies. Like all baby marsupials, baby possums are called joeys, and those pouches that the marsupials are so well known for are a key part of the joey's development. Female possums are only pregnant for 13 days before giving birth to babies that are as small as honeybees. That's what the San Diego Zoo reports. Immediately after birth, the joeys will crawl into their mother's pouch where they continue to develop because of their small size. Not all the joeys will survive. While litters can be as large as 20, the average surviving litter size is about 8. Joeys will stay in their mother's fur-lined pouch for about 2 months, but even afterwards, they stick close to their moms for a while because the age, between the age of 2 months and 4 months, the...
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.